Morning Show on Sydney's 2SM 1269.
Okay, tell me what is on your mind. 1-300-564-652. It's been a golden day for our Olympic athletes, hasn't it? And for just the fifth time in our 125-year games history, Australia has won three gold medals in a single day. Yep, doesn't happen often. As it befits a country that's an island. All three of the medals came on the water. One in the winning in the swimming, and two in the rowing, in the men's and the women's fours. Rowing was great. So everything was great. We also picked up four bronze medals with the men's relay team in the pool. Two more for rowing, and Rowan Dennis is in the men's cycling time trial. He's added. That's all added to the medal haul, which is pretty good. You know, these seven Olympic medals in one day of competition are just two medals short of a nine-medal haul at the Sydney Olympics. It's been that sort of day, been a hell of a good day. But again, the star of the show has been the middle-distance swimmer, Ariane Titmus. She added gold to the 200 metres freestyle in her gold, which she won in the 400. And in the process, she's beaten the great American Katie Ledecky again. Yeah, I mean, this American girl was supposed to be the hottest thing in water. She swam an Olympic record time to do it, just touching in ahead of Hong Kong's Siobhan Hohe. It was a remarkable swim for the 20-year-old Australian, who's now being likened to Winks in water, and I rather like that. Now, she does have a similar finishing dash to Winks. She stalks her rivals, just as Winks used to do. And just at the right time, she ups the tempo, moves right into the race, and times her sprint home perfectly. And she's done it time and time again. It was wonderful to see. And don't we need that sort of relief being provided by the Olympics? We sure do. With Greater Sydney now facing an extended lockdown, we could only wish the Olympics ran for another couple of weeks. It would help. You know, they're very, very handy distraction. And the 5 years of training and effort are really paying off. We ought to be very, very proud. And there's somebody else who deserves a bit of credit, and that's Gina Rinehart. Sure, she's the richest person in Australia or whatever. You can say whatever you like about it. But she's poured millions of her own money into Australian swimming. She is a particularly good woman. And she really is. She's a terrific woman. And at a time when the sport has fallen out of favour with the free-to-air broadcasters, and it was largely anonymous on the Casual Sports Observer, but it's been Ms. Rinehart and her Hancock prospecting helping to pay the bills and pursue the right coaches and the right training support, which she's done very satisfactorily. Seems very hard to believe now that the likes of Ariane Titmus and Carly Chalmers and... what's the girl's name? Emma McEwen, and Kylie McEwen too, lighting up our television screens. They look great, and they are great. But it wasn't so long back that the Australian swimming titles, which doubled as qualifying for the Olympics, were broadcast on a streaming service. Anyway, we're talking about it now, as well we should. There was no interest from the free-to-air broadcasters in those days. Not even the ABC screened the event. And yet Gina Rinehart has stuck solid throughout it. And now our swimmers, and particularly the women, are dominating the sport. We owe a lot to Gina Rinehart. Sure, she's got a lot of money, but she is very generous with it and very wise as well. I think she's a terrific woman, Gina Rinehart. It's been an extraordinary... And I knew her old man. Old man was great. It's been an extraordinary performance, helping to put swimming back on the map for us. And yesterday's performance in Tokyo helped lift a nation that has collectively needed a bit of joy to rally around our Olympians, and they are delivering in spades, and we've got to be grateful, we've got to be thankful, and we've got to be enthusiastic.
2SM Sydney traffic.
Woodbine Hume Highway, just past Campbelltown Road, a track record down southbound in the breakdown lane. Parramatta, Hassell Street near Arthur Street. Emergency roadworks eastbound in lane one. Busy traffic at Pennant Hills Road at Beddington Road, both directions there at Carlingford. Allow extra travel time. New South Wales, Optus have a special offer just for you. Until August 1st, get 20% off the $55 month-to-month SIM plan over 12 months. T's and C's apply. Visit Optus online today. That's the latest traffic on the John Laws Morning. Lincolnshire.
Kane has a carpentry business.
Here's Challenge.
To renew his public liability insurance for less than his old policy. On your marks, get set.
Yeah, I just did it.
What?
Yeah, I went online to BizCover. Took 5 minutes. I compared a bunch of policies. I saved over $250.
So, no dramas?
No dramas at all, mate.
There are literally no dramas when you go to BizCover, the business insurance specialists. Save time, money, and get instant cover at bizcover.com.au.
If your strata complex unit or your commercial building is in need of repairs or upgrades, Network Construction Services are the remedial building specialists with more than 70 years of combined industry experience for waterproofing, concrete cancer repairs, facade or cladding replacement, structural repairs, upgrades to electrical and fire services, and improving accessibility. You go to networkconstructionservices.com.au or you can phone Steve on 98 08 56 73.
At Rolled Vietnamese, we don't mind how you eat as long as it's